We are, Derek and I, if you listen to us on the regular, we're all about culture and we're all about celebrating Philadelphians, folks from Jersey. And what are New Jerseyans? What are they called?
Don't care. Don't count.
New Jerseyites.
Philadelphia. That's all I care about.
No, Derek. We care about New Jersey and we care about
New Jerseyites.
No.
New Jerseyites.
No.
I don't know. New Jerseyans, I believe, is the Pennsylvanians, New Jerseyans, and Delawareans.
Oh, my gosh. We care about folks from the Delaware Valley. We care about everybody on the planet, but
yes.
Our service area specifically is the Del Valley. But we love to celebrate the artistic community here in our city, our leadership, period. Anybody who's doing something of value to our culture.
Absolutely.
We celebrate, and today we welcome to the airwaves of Soulful Sunday 100.3, mm-hmm. Todd Anthony and Tim Fontaine. Tim
yes.
is the director of a new film called Split Second,
yes,
starring Todd.
Yeah.
And we welcome you, gentlemen. How
Thank
are you? You?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us, what is the premise of Split Second?
Well, Split Second, again, was directed and produced by Tim Fontaine, written by mm-hmm. Lachey Martin. And Split Second is about a man named Mike Gansey, who I play. He finds out that he has cancer. And the stipulation in the film comes from him not being able to get the full insurance policy because it's a pre-existing condition. So now he has to come up with a plan to figure out how he's going to get the policy money to so that his wife and his daughter will be well taken care of after he dies.
Insurance, you're talking about
insurance money.
Yes. Okay.
Well, prior, you know, to Obama changing it. You know,
right, before. Obamacare right. hasn't right. quite gone into effect yet.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So he convinces his wife and his
Don't
partner.
Give away the cow and the milk
not,
now, Todd.
Not,
Don't
I
give
want
it all to him.
What
stop
happened?
Him. Stop him.
I'm not.
That.
Trust me. I'm not.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not.
Just want to just make sure.
I'm telling you, you'll see once you come see it, but he does come up with the plan to kill himself, and he convinces his wife and his partner to go in on that plan. But from there, drama unfolds. So you have, you know, okay. you have
do
to
they do it?
Derek, wait, again, Tim, stop them.
My wife
stop
and I,
them.
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim, what was it like for you directing this film? Is this your first feature film?
Yeah, it actually is. I've been on other projects, but this is the one where we have the whole independent thing to go. It was awesome working with Todd, working with Neil Carr. The thing was, it was really written for Todd when I wrote it. Me and Todd go back like years.
A few years.
Years. And we never worked on anything independently. I knew he had the goods. He's a powerful actor.
No, I appreciate that, brother.
You are, man.
He is. I've seen him in multiple plays in Philadelphia, and mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed your performances.
Thank you.
You're a multifaceted, talented mm-hmm.
Music
Renaissance
videos,
man.
TV shows.
Thank yeah, TV commercials. TV you just com- did Planet Fitness and
Car Sense commercials.
Car Sense. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. be on the lookout for Todd.
Yes.
And also, fashion designer with your mother.
Yes.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name is Jacqueline Miles. Yes,
Jacqueline
and she
Miles.
Designed the designer of Todd Anthony clothing.
Yes, and I caught you and your mother's fashions from the Todd Anthony line at the Philadelphia Museum of Art last weekend.
Yes, yes.
As part of the NAACP event there.
Mm-hmm.
So multifaceted. But back to Split Second, also for the Radio 1 family.
Mm-hmm. Our very own Mia Mendez from our sister station, Hot 107.9, is in there.
She does. Mia came on set and did a fabulous job.
Yeah, she did.
She knew Definitely. What she had to do. She was prepared, and that's what I love. I love working with actors and actresses that come prepared, and they're not.
Awesome individual here. Like, just being here throughout the week with her when she's mm-hmm. on the air, just little breaks, she's reading, practicing, studying. She's on it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. And the thing is, she came and did the whole 8 hours. Stayed the whole time.
Right.
Okay.
And she didn't have to.
No, definitely
not. Now, for folks who want to see the film, what is the release date? And where can they see the film?
The release date is October 13th at 7:30 at the Sheraton Hotel on 3549 Chestnut Street. That's the release date. And you can also go on the website at www.splitsecondthemovie.com to purchase tickets. There are still some left, but they're going fast.
Very fast.
So how is this going to work? Because this is not the typical way folks go to the movies. It's mm-hmm. not going to be in a theater. You're showing it at the hotel.
Yes.
How many screenings? How many showings of the film?
Right. Well, we're going to have one that Saturday, and then we're going to plan another one a later date. We were going to do back-to-back shows, but we figured we'd space it out. You know, give it a little time to sit with people and have the buzz going, and then we'll come at it. Actually, hopefully within a few weeks, we'll set another date to have another screening.
And Tim, why not in a theater, which is the way most movies are released?
Well, the thing is...
Video on demand, where folks can get it.
Yeah, well, it definitely would be on Amazon and on demand. The thing with the theater is you have to get backing, and people want, you know, the financial part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been in a lot of small community theaters, but other than that, it's doing real good over there, so.
So independent film, it is directed by Tim Fontaine, mm-hmm. and it stars Todd Anthony, Philadelphia's own. What part of Philly are you from, Todd?
I'm from West Philly.
West Philly.
Yep.
See, Derek?
West Philadelphia.
Not everyone is from South Philadelphia.
Overbrook.
Overbrook, see?
Yeah.
I went there.
You went to Overbrook?
Yeah, yeah.
He's did you go to Overbrook?
Yeah.
No, for real, did you go to Overbrook?
Yeah, I went to Overbrook for 2 years.
I don't know.
Did you, Derek?
I went to Saul for 2 years, okay, and then I went to Overbrook for 2 years.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was a big school. I commuted from South Philly all the way.
This is news to me. Okay, well, then, Todd, Derek, Todd.
What's up? What's going on?
Overbrook. Yep. Alums, wow.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, we commend you for this endeavor because it's no easy feat to get a project off the ground. There are people who talk about doing things,
mm-hmm.
and then there are folks that do things.
Right, exactly.
And you gentlemen, along with your cast and crew, are examples, shining examples of getting the film done. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Again, give information on where folks can learn about tickets if they wish to purchase them, or where the film will be shown after the 13th. At the Sheridan.
The easiest way is to go online at the website www.splitsecondthemovie.com. All the info, location, and tickets and times are on there.
Absolutely. And I'll also put it on our website, rmbphilly.com. If you are in the need of a large, bald role guy, you know, I can help you out.
We got you.
Absolutely.
I can read and talk and stuff. So
you're talking about for the next film?
For the next film, commercial,
anything. We're talking about doing a documentary on Shaq and,
we need a radio host.
Oh, my goodness. Derek can do that. He can definitely do that.
I practice on the voice.
Yeah.
Todd Anthony, Tim Fontaine from the movie Split Second will screen in Philadelphia. It's big premiere at the Sheridan on Chestnut Street, October 13th. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
We wish you continued success.
Absolutely.
And also to our own Mia Mendez from our sister station.
Go, Mia.
And congratulations on your 40 years.
Oh, thank you, Todd. Yes. That's so sweet.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I know we're getting ready to wrap up, but I tell people all the time that you remind me of a Felicia Rashad. And when I say that,
I'll take that.
I say that as, when my wife gets older, that's how I want her to look.
Aww.
So you are absolutely beautiful.
You.
Continue to do what you're doing. You've been doing it for so long. And
longer than Tim
more.
Has been alive. Tim is 40.
My whole life.
Longer than I've been
Tim's
alive.
Life. Longer than you've been alive.
So,
Eric.
Yeah, I'm only 20. About half your career.
Oh, right. We know that. It's not true. But I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's
an
honor to serve the community through this
Great
microphone
job.
And to be able to bring folks like you and Tim
to
the mic to let folks know we need to support our own. That's what this is all about. It's about good music, but it's also about good quality information. And you guys represent the best of that. So thank you for stopping by our studios.
No, absolutely. Barry White and the Gap Band coming up in a few minutes. It's 100.3
WRMA.